Hey kids, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast you're going to love. On behalf of myself, Morgan Rector, of one of the most horrific true crime podcasts, Human Monsters, I'd like to ask you this question. Do you like to travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Fun fact, there is a morgue on every cruise ship. After all, people die everywhere. Why wouldn't they die on a cruise ship in the Bahamas? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and what-the-fuck stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway, and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Yo tengo casi 33 años de ser forense. Nunca había visto una escena así.
In spring 2021, reporter Brian Avelar launched an investigation that began in the depths of a grave dug by a serial killer and ended with the government forcing him and other journalists to flee El Salvador. Sonoro and Revista Factum present Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador. The story behind a country where the truth and its citizens' rights are buried under the weight of power.
Señor Ministro. ¿Dónde está Karen y Eduardo Guerrero? ¿Dónde están mis hijos?
Listen to Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gather round, friend, and join me by the fire. I have a secret to share. When I was a child, I lived with my grandma. She allowed me to watch unsolved mysteries. Fast forward to 2008, my freshman year of college. A series of armed robberies on campus escalated into a serial rapist's reign of terror. That's when I created my first crime podcast. In January 2014, I picked up the podcast again from my college roommate who fell for an underage girl online, to the chilling story of a murdered nun in 1969 Baltimore, and in the Throwaway series, I share my own journey of overcoming homelessness and how that experience led me to unmask a serial killer and identify three of his Jane Doe victims. This is Foul Play Crime Series, where the stories are real and the truth is waiting to be discovered.
2022 was no different from any other year in that we have heard stories in the news about what is, in the view of good people, unimaginable cruelty, child abuse, murder, rape, fraud. It comes in many forms and, unfortunately, in unlimited quantities. My hope for each and every one of you is that you and your loved ones never experience these horrors. I can wish it for you, but I would never insult your intelligence by making a guarantee. The world is a battleground wherein the good and evil vie for dominance. Victory and defeat occur on either side. We cannot completely prevent and eliminate the nefarious actions of criminals. All we can do is ensure our legal system is strong and effective. I am aware that faith in the system has been shaken. There have been people who have abused the trust we placed in them to protect us. We should also keep in mind that corruption, abuse, and betrayal exist in all industries, even in healthcare, a field where we present ourselves as vulnerable. There have been those who have exploited the charges in their care and done more harm than good. You can see corruption and abuse in the financial sector, the blue-collar trades, the media, politics. Nothing is guaranteed in life, and unfortunately, that includes a clean record of integrity among the people we rely on. Nobody gets rich from working in law enforcement. These people have chosen not to devote their professional lives purely to financial gain, but to serve the community. Like military personnel, they put their lives on the line every time they go to work. Police brutality is unacceptable, and checks and balances must be put in place to ensure it doesn't happen. However, defunding and abolishing the police is not going to resolve the problem. It will only ensure that violent criminals will take advantage of those who are unable to protect themselves. The vulnerable sector needs to be protected from the unscrupulously abusive. Children, seniors, and the disabled will not fare well in a world that does not protect them. This can be observed in the third world, where criminals can often bribe their way out of charges. Those of you who have children surely would not feel at ease sending them to school knowing there is nobody to protect them from the dangers of predators. I'm sure that there is also little appeal in a world where such people would not face consequences for their actions. I confess that I have fallen prey to bitterness at various junctures of my life. I concluded that the human race is rotten at the core and beyond redemption. The internet has changed my view of this. While there are people who congregate in the dark web to conduct transactions that result in the horrific treatment of people, including children, I have also seen endless examples of people who have chosen to do nothing but good. One criticism of this show is that it is too graphic, that it partially consists of me getting off on and profiting from the suffering of others. Here is my rebuttal. Years ago, it came to my attention that Holocaust memorial activists discovered, much to their dismay, that young people knew little to nothing about the Holocaust. The activists lobbied the school boards to include a certain amount of Holocaust-related material in the historical curriculum. Taking this action had nothing to do with reveling in the horrific details. Rather, their concern was that if present and future generations learn nothing about the victims and those who suffered are forgotten, it is like saying that every person who lost their life to the Holocaust doesn't matter. The victims of the horrific crimes I cover in this show must not be forgotten either. The same could be said of the actions of the perpetrators who visited harm upon them. Just like how a prosecuting attorney presents all available evidence to prove to a judge and jury that a defendant is guilty and has demonstrated that they cannot be trusted to walk freely among the general population, I want you to know exactly what these criminals have done down to the last letter so that they don't get to luxuriate in the privilege of a clean slate in our thoughts and memories. They would love nothing more than for us to forget about what they have done. They don't deserve that privilege. They made that proverbial bed, and they must lie in it. Like many of you, I have been a victim of abuse. Those experiences happened decades ago, but the impact lingers. I will never go back to the person I was before it all happened, a tragic circumstance in its own right. Recovery from trauma is a lifelong process for most people. Many of us, following the years of persecution, undergo a process of self-destruction through substance abuse and other behaviors that contribute to our undoing. For people who cannot wrap their minds around this, they should keep in mind that if smoking cigarettes is one of the only good memories you can draw upon from your past, you have had a hard life, to say the least. Offending against the defenseless has nothing to do with strength. The strong use their strength to lift others up. Cruelty for its own sake is the purest form of personal failure. Modern society glorifies materialism and superficiality while condemning those who are perceived as not having measured up. True failure comes from carrying out initiatives that result in the undue suffering and loss of others. Every human being has a legacy they leave behind in the hour of their demise. To have tortured and/or murdered innocent people with the sole objective of self-gratification is the surest sign that one has lived a failed life. Unfortunately, not everybody is psychologically capable of doing better. That's just the way of our species. Many of us have operated at a higher standard, including many of you. I have had the pleasure of meeting many kind and generous people while interacting with Humo listeners through social media. Your outrage at the actions the offenders profiled on this show have visited upon their victims is evidence enough that you have a better vision of the world we should all be living in. As of this very moment, people all over the world are suffering unendurable tortures while awaiting relief and justice. Human trafficking, torture, child abuse, rape, false imprisonment, domestic abuse. Sadly, many victims and their plights may never be known. Others will emerge in the national and/or international news media and will leave us horrified. Currently, those victims have nobody to empathize with them. Nobody is protecting them. Nobody is reminding them that what the assailant is doing is wrong. They need to know that they matter. They need to know that kindness is not a symptom of weakness. I wish all of you happiness, love, prosperity, safety, security, and peace in the new year. May 2023 find you in good health and surrounded by people who love and care about you. On behalf of Leader One Studios, Glassbox Media, and myself, Morgan Rector, thank you for listening to and supporting the show. It means more to me than words could ever convey. Happy New Year.